Unit 8, page 77, Reading, Exercises 8 and 9.
Okay, everyone, quiet now. So today, we're going to focus on the importance of science and how it helps us challenge the way we think about the world and helps us explain how it works. Over the years, science has helped change many of the things that people have wrongly believed about the world. For example, as I'm sure you all know, many people used to think that our planet was the center of the universe. Everybody believed that the sun, the stars, and all the other planets moved around the Earth. It was something they believed in places as far apart as ancient Greece and China. You can understand why they thought that by simply looking up at the night sky. We seem to be in the middle of it all. It wasn't until the 16th century when people like Copernicus, Galileo, and Kepler discovered that the sun was the center of our universe. Okay, so what other things did people used to believe that we now know aren't true? Yes, Jessica?
Did people used to believe that the Earth was flat, too?
Yes, they did. Thanks, Jessica. Sailors used to be afraid of sailing out too far into the sea. They thought they'd fall off the Earth and into space. And you can understand why when you look out to sea. One of the things that Christopher Columbus, the explorer, did was proving that the Earth was round. How did he do that? He sailed around the world and he didn't fall off into space. I mean, these things seem crazy to us today, but you have to remember, people didn't used to have all the scientific equipment we have these days. They had to make up their ideas about how things worked from what they could see around them. Paul, do you have a question?
What about alchemists? Are they another example?
Yes, another very good example. Alchemists believed, among other things, that other metals could be turned into gold. It started in ancient Egypt, where early scientists discovered you could take a substance, sand for example, and turn it into another completely different one, glass in the case of sand. This led to people believing there was a way of changing almost anything into something else. In those days, gold was a symbol of great wealth, and that's why so many people wanted the alchemists to be right. Yes, Daniel?
So do you think we now know everything there is to know about the world?
No, Daniel, not at all. Our understanding of the world is changing all the time. Just because we believe something is true these days doesn't mean it definitely is. Maybe one day people will look back at the things we believed and have a good laugh about us.